FM 90.3 WJTL, bringing you Switchfoot Native Tongue. Hey, good morning to you at 7:20.
And congratulations once again to Lisa Heckman from New Holland. Lisa's our first winner of the day. She just won a $20 gift card to Dolce Vita Pizzeria and Grill. Online ordering is available at DolceVitaQuarryville.com. Weather-wise today, there is a code orange air quality alert that remains through tonight. Mostly cloudy skies otherwise and a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 63. Tomorrow, looking mostly sunny with a high of 85. Right now in Lancaster, cloudy sky, 67 degrees. In Harrisburg, 66.
Our very special guest, our friend Carl Edwards Jr. is here. He's from CrossNet Ministries. He's the executive director. Carl, good morning again.
Good morning, friend. So glad to be here.
Oh, we love having you here. Good catching up with you. And we've been asking our guests if they would share their life verse with us. Do you have a life verse?
I do, absolutely. It's Psalm 100, verse 1 and 2. It simply says, "To make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with thanksgiving." I just love that idea of serving the Lord with gladness. As a Christ follower, the opportunity we have to be the hands and feet of Jesus and meet the needs of our neighbors and see needs to meet needs in our communities.
That's awesome. And that's what you're doing with CrossNet. And I love that you told me off the air that you guys are just the conduit.
Yes, absolutely. So we live in a community where the poverty rate is close to 50%,
wow,
which is a large number, right? So we exist to offer help and hope in the name of Jesus by empowering people in the Elanco community, in the Garden Spot School District. We do that through youth programs, community, food and nutrition, and social services. But you are absolutely right. The community is special. The community is the one that are being the hands and feet of Jesus, and CrossNet is the hub, the conduit to connect folks. And we're grateful to be able to have that opportunity.
I love that. And in order to do that better, you guys are renovating. You have this great space that
we do.
It sounds like God sort of dropped into your lap. Tell us about
sure
that.
Sure did. So as you can imagine, like many churches or nonprofits, space often is an issue. So we are grateful to have been up on a journey of a capital campaign for many years. But we are rounding the corner of completing that capital campaign and that warehouse renovation. Friends, over the next few weeks, we believe we're going to be able to move into this space to be able to alleviate some of the current space pressures we've had, but also to be able to do ministry for another 37 years, and
yeah,
we are grateful for that, yes.
And did you say you're going from 5,000 square feet to 30,000?
Yeah, yeah,
is that right?
It was about that, yeah. So we had a youth center that was attached to this space that was about 5,000 square feet. Our office and food and nutrition center are directly across from this warehouse, so adding an additional 30,000 square feet. So office space, training facilities, a larger food and nutrition center, a larger youth center for our students to be able to just know that they are known, that they are cared for, and they are loved. And we're really excited about that.
So you're rounding the corner for the finish line. How can our listeners help you get through that finish line?
Yes, they can visit our website to learn more about this renovation that's been taking place, a little bit more of the history. And if they want to think about generosity and what that looks like, or even volunteering in our organization, we would love to have them come see us.
How many volunteers do you have throughout the year?
That's a great question. 2024, we had over 700 individuals volunteer their services at CrossNet Ministries. So all of those programs that I mentioned, we had volunteers that were a part of that.
Love that. Check out elancocross.org. There you can find out about donating towards the renovation campaign, and you could also find out about volunteering and being a part of that conduit in the community as well. Thank you, Carl, for being here today, for sharing what God's doing through your ministry.
Thank you. Humbled by the opportunity. It's always great to be with you all.
Yeah, have a grand rest of your day. Back to the music we go with Skillet. This is Anchor on WJTL. Hey, good morning and happy Winning Wednesday.